This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're making birch syrup. Peters Creek resident Eric Johnson never misses a chance to harvest Alaska's bounty, and recently he expanded his gatherings to birch sap. He says now is the perfect time to start.
The sort of folk sign that the birch is ready is the first mosquito you see flying means that it's time and the birch sap is running.
Johnson says the sap will run until about mid-May, and although the window of time is short, you won't need much to start setting up.
All you need is a 5-gallon bucket, a hammer, a drill with a 7/16 bit, and what's called a spile.
The spile is a cone-shaped piece of plastic that's hammered into the tree, allowing the sap to flow into the bucket. As far as which birch tree to tap, Johnson looks for one with a wide diameter.
First thing I like to do is take off any loose pieces of bark, because undoubtedly all of that will fall into your bucket as you mess with the tree.
Johnson then drills a hole about 2 inches deep into the tree. He says you'll want the hole at about chest height on the north side of the tree.
The bucket then hangs on the north side, mostly out of the sunshine. And the reason you want that is because if the bucket warms up with the sun and the warm spring weather, things can start growing in the sap and can contaminate the sap. So it's best to keep it out of the sun as much as possible.
Next, he hammers the spile in.
You don't want to tap it too hard, because once again, you don't want too much wood pressure along the wood where you're not going to have the sap flow up. And you certainly don't want to put it in too far that you actually start to crack the wood and damage the tree more. So now we have it in the tree, just tapped in, and you'll see here in a moment, it's starting to flow out.
It looks just like water, clear with a high viscosity. Johnson says it doesn't take long to get a substantial amount of sap.
I'll come back in 24 hours and there'll probably be a gallon of sap in the bottom of this bucket, and it'll be time to process. This is the easy part.
The hard part, as you might guess, is the processing. Johnson will have to boil the sap down into syrup. He says it takes longer than most people think.
Birch sap does not have a lot of sugar in it, and because of that, compared to, let's say, maple sap, you have to process it, you have to evaporate it a lot more. So in fact, it takes 100 gallons of birch sap to make 1 gallon of birch syrup.
To evaporate it, Johnson pours the sap into a roasting pan. He filters it through a nylon mesh bag to get rid of the bark and stray bugs. Next, the roasting pan goes on a hot stovetop.
My guess is it'll take 4 to 5 hours to reduce this much sap down to syrup.
Johnson says you can use the sap different ways at different times. The most common is to boil it down to syrup, but Johnson says you can reduce it until it starts to turn a light amber color. That sap can be used to brew birch beer or wine. Or Johnson says you don't even need to reduce the sap. You could just drink it right out of the tree.
Some people simply tap birch trees to drink the sap the same way they would fill up a water bottle. And in fact, this year, I'll probably do that. I'll probably just take a few gallons of sap and put it in a big jug and just drink it as a spring tonic.
Needless to say, Johnson loves the flavor of birch, but he says it's an acquired taste.
Birch is a very different flavor, and it's not for everyone. I enjoy it on my pancakes and in my beer, but there are some people, my wife and kids, for instance, who reach for the maple syrup every time.
I'm eager to try this stuff, so Johnson pulls a jar of last year's birch syrup out of his fridge.
It's really dark. It looks almost like molasses.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yum. Tastes like sweet birch syrup.
Yeah.
I can't think of a better way to describe it.
All right, so I don't have a future as a food critic, but maybe it's because the syrup is so simply made that it tastes so simple. Or maybe I'm just used to the smell of birch and thus the flavor. Whatever the reason, Johnson says tapping birch sap is something every Alaskan should try at least once.
It's April, and there's not much else to do. The skiing sucks, and it's not time to get into the garden yet. And so in terms of just finding a way to live within the seasons and harvest what's out there, this is the time of year for birch.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.